This is the Sakar Moli of 10th of March 2026. Essence: sweet children, the biggest illness is body consciousness. It was through this illness that there was the downfall. Therefore now become soul conscious. Question: when will you children reach your Karmatit stage? Answer: when you have victory over the suffering of your karma with the power of yoga, and when you become completely soul conscious. This illness of body consciousness is the biggest illness. It is through this illness that the world has become impure. Become soul conscious and you will have happiness and intoxication, and your behavior will be reformed. Song: O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The destination of the dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. You children have heard the meaning of traveller. No one apart from you mouth-born creation Brahmins can explain this. When you were deities, you were also human beings, and your characters were very good. You were full of all virtues and 16 celestial degrees full. You were the masters of the world. No human being knows how you changed from diamonds into shells. You also completely change number-wise according to the efforts you make. You haven't yet become deities. You are being rejuvenated. Some have changed a little. The characters of some have changed 5% and others 10%. The world doesn't know that Bharat was heaven. They say that deities existed in Bharat 3,000 years before Christ. They had such virtues that they were called gods and goddesses. They don't have those virtues now. People don't understand how the downfall of Bharat, which was so wealthy, happened. Only the father sits and explains this. Those of you whose characters have changed can explain this. The father says, children, when you were deities, you were soul conscious, and then when the kingdom of Ravan began, you became body conscious. This body consciousness is the biggest illness you have. In the golden age, you were soul conscious and very happy. No one knows who made you that. The father sits here and explains why your downfall happened. You forgot your religion. Bharat has become worth not a penny. What is the main reason for this? Body consciousness. This drama is predestined. People don't know how Bharat, which was so wealthy, became as poor as it is now. We belonged to the original, eternal deity religion. So how did we become corrupt in our religion and actions? The father explains, when it became the kingdom of Ravan, you became body conscious, and this therefore became your condition. The ladder shows how the downfall happened. Body consciousness is the main reason why you became worth not a penny. The father sits here and explains this too. In the scriptures they have shown the duration of the cycle to be hundreds of thousands of years. Nowadays the sensible ones are the Christians. They too say that 3,000 years before Christ there was paradise. People cannot understand that it was ancient Bharat that was called heaven. Nowadays they don't know the full history and geography of Bharat. A few children have a little of this knowledge, but they also have body consciousness. because they think that there is no one like them. The father explains why Bharat has reached such a state of degradation. Bapu Gandhiji also used to say, "Purifier, come. Come and establish the kingdom of Rama." Souls definitely received happiness from the father at some point. That is why they remember the purifier. The father explains, "My children, who change from Shudras into Brahmins, don't become completely soul conscious either. They repeatedly become body conscious. This is the oldest illness, and it is through this that your condition has become like it is. It takes a lot of effort to become soul conscious. The more soul conscious you are, the more you will remember the Father. Therefore, there should be limitless happiness. It is remembered you were concerned to meet the Supreme One who lives in the element of Brahm, the element beyond, and you have now found him. You receive the inheritance of 21 births from him. What else do you need? Simply become soul conscious and constantly remember me alone. You may live at home with your family. The whole world is body conscious. The downfall of Bharat, which was so elevated, did happen. No one can tell you its history and geography. These things are not mentioned in any of the scriptures. Deities were soul conscious. They understood that they had to shed their bodies and take others. They were not God conscious. The more soul conscious you remain, and the more you remember the Father, the sweeter you will become. It is by becoming body conscious that there is fighting, quarrelling, and monkeyish behaviour. The Father explains all of this. This Baba also understands all of this. Some children become body conscious and forget Shiv Baba. Even very good children are still body conscious. They don't become soul conscious at all. You can explain this unlimited history and geography to anyone. There definitely were the Sun and Moon Dynasty kingdoms. No one knows the drama. Bharat has now fallen so much, and the root of the downfall is body consciousness. Some children too become body conscious. They don't understand who is giving them directions. Always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is telling you. It is because of not remembering Shiv Baba that you become body conscious. The whole world has become body conscious, and this is why the Father says, "Constantly remember me alone. Consider yourselves to be souls." The soul listens through this body and plays his part. The Father explains so well. Although some of you give very good talks, good behavior too is necessary. Because of becoming body conscious, some fail. There isn't that happiness or intoxication. They then perform very sinful actions, due to which a lot of punishment will be experienced. A lot of damage is caused by being body conscious. A lot of punishment will have to be experienced. The Father says, "This is the godly world government, is it not? The right hand of myself, the godly government, is Dharamraj. When you perform good actions, you receive good fruit from that. Because bad actions are performed, punishment is experienced." everyone also experiences punishment in the jail of a womb. There is a story about that. All of those things refer to this time. The praise is only of the One Father. There is praise of no one else. This is why it is written, Trimurti Shivajanti is worth a diamond. All the rest are worth shells. No one apart from Shiv Baba can purify you. You become pure and then Ravan makes you impure, due to which everyone becomes body conscious. You are now becoming soul conscious. This soul conscious stage lasts for 21 births. So the greatness is of the One. It is Shiv Baba who makes Bharat into heaven. No one knows when Shiv Baba comes. His history should be known first. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is called Shiva. You understand that there was the downfall because of body consciousness. It is after this has happened that the Father has to come to make it rise. Rise and fall, day and night. The Sun of Knowledge rises and dispels the darkness of ignorance. The greatest ignorance is that of body consciousness. No one even knows about souls. They simply say that each soul is the Supreme Soul, and they have therefore become such sinful souls. This is why there has been the downfall. You have taken 84 births and continue to come down the ladder. This play is predestined. No one but you children knows the history and geography of the world, how there was the downfall of the world. They believe that there has been a lot of improvement through science. They don't understand that the world has become even more impure and hellish. There is a lot of body consciousness. The Father says, you now have to become soul conscious. There are many very good Maharatis. They speak this knowledge very well, but their body consciousness hasn't been removed yet. Because of having body consciousness, there is a trace of anger in some, a trace of attachment in others. There is one thing or another. Everyone's character has to be reformed. Become very, very sweet. This is why the example of the lion and lamb drinking water from the same stream is given. There are no animals that cause sorrow. Hardly anyone understands these things. They understand things number-wise. It is with great difficulty that the suffering of their karma is finished and they become karmatit. Many become body conscious. They're not aware of who is giving them these directions. How could you receive Srimat from Sri Krishna? Shiv Baba says, how could I give you Srimat without this one? This one is fixed as my chariot. Don't ruin yourself for nothing by becoming body conscious and performing wrong actions. What would the consequences of that then be? A very low status would be received. The uneducated ones will have to bow down in front of the educated ones. Many people say that the history and geography of Bharat is not as full as it should be. This has to be explained to them. No one apart from you can explain this. However, a soul-conscious stage is required. Only such ones can claim a high status. As yet, none of you has reached your karmatit stage. This one, Brahma Baba, has many responsibilities. He has so many worries. Even though he understands that everything happens according to the drama. Nevertheless, different methods have to be created in order to explain to you. This is why Baba says, you can become much more soul conscious. You don't have any burdens on you. The father has many burdens. This one, Prajapita Brahma, is the head, but no one knows that Shiv Baba is sitting in him. Among you too, hardly anyone keeps this faith. You have to know this world history and geography, when Bharat was heaven, and where that then went to. How did its downfall take place? No one knows this. Unless you explain, no one can understand. This is why Baba gives you directions. Write to those in schools and tell them that they should show the history and geography of the world. Give talks about the downfall. Bharat used to be like a diamond. How did it become like a shell? How many years did this take? We can explain all of this. You can drop leaflets from aeroplanes. Those who explain have to be very clever. The government wants this. Therefore, invite everyone to the government hall, Vigyan Bhavan, in Delhi. Have it printed in the newspapers. Also, send everyone invitation cards. We are explaining to you the history and geography of the whole world from the beginning to the end. They will come and go of their own accord. It is not a question of money. For instance, if you meet someone who wants to give you a present, you cannot accept it. You could use it for service, but you couldn't accept it for yourself. The father says, what would I do with a donation from you? I would have to give you the full return. I am the very clever stockbroker. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Don't perform any wrong actions by becoming body conscious. Make full effort to become soul conscious. Continue to reform your character. 2. Become very, very sweet and cool. Remove the evil spirits of anger and attachment from within you. Blessing. May you keep your record of giving regard good and make great donations of happiness as a charitable soul. At this time, all of you everywhere have to keep your record of giving regard good. This record will then play everywhere. Give regard and receive regard. Give regard to the younger ones. Give regard to the older ones. Let your record of giving regard now be kept, and you will then become a great donor and a charitable soul who gives the donation of happiness. To make someone happy by giving him regard is a great act of charity. It is real service. Slogan. Move along while considering every moment to be the final moment, and you will remain ever ready. Avyakt signal. Make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Just as there is the subject of knowledge, so there is also the subject of service, and only those whose intellects are faithful can claim a number ahead. From morning till night, fix a program for yourself. Create your daily diary, because you are responsible souls. You are not ordinary souls, but world benefactor souls. However great a person is, his daily timetable is set accordingly. Om Shanti. Invaluable elevated versions of Mateshwariji. 1. The expansion of Tamoguni Maya. The three words Satoguni, Rajoguni and Tamoguni are used, but it is essential to understand these accurately. People think that these three qualities exist at the same time, but what does reason tell us? Have these three qualities continued to exist at the same time? Or is the part of each of the three qualities separate in each age? Reasoning says that these three qualities do not exist at the same time. When it is the golden age, Satyug, it is Satoguni. When it is the copper age, it is Rajoguni. And when it is the iron age, it is Tamoguni. When it is Sato, it is not then Rajo or Tamo. When it is Rajo, it is not Satoguni. People have continued to believe that these three continue to exist at the same time. It is a huge mistake to say this. They believe that when a person is telling the truth and not committing any sin, he is Satoguni. But reason tells us that when we say Satoguni, it means that there is complete happiness. That is, the whole world is Satoguni. You cannot say that a person who tells the truth is Satoguni, and that a person who tells lies is iron-aged and Tamoguni. The world has continued in this way. When we say that it is the golden age, it means that the whole world is Satoguni and Satopradhan. Yes, there used to be the golden age like that at one time, when the whole world was Satoguni. That golden age does not exist now. Now it is the iron-aged world, which means the whole world is the Tamopradhan kingdom. How can there be anything Satoguni in this Tamopradhan world? There is now extreme darkness, which is called the night of Brahma. The day of Brahma is the golden age, and the night of Brahma is the iron age. So we cannot combine the two. 2. To take you from this iron-aged, tasteless world to that essenceful golden-aged world is the task of God alone. Why is this iron-aged world called a tasteless world? Because this world has no essence in it. That is, nothing has any strength left. That is, there is no happiness, peace or purity. There isn't the happiness, peace and purity that there used to be in the world. There isn't that strength anymore, because this world has the five vices in it. Therefore this world is called an ocean of fear and an ocean of karmic bondages. This is why people are unhappy and call out to God. God, take us across the ocean to the other side. This shows that there definitely is a world that is without fear. That is, there is a world without fear to which they want to go. This is why this world is called an ocean of sin, which they want to leave and go across to a world of charitable souls. So there are two worlds. One is that essenceful, golden-aged world, and the other is the tasteless, iron-aged world. Both worlds exist on this earth. God is now establishing that essenceful world. Acha.